With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Do you know where that steak you ate last night came from? That is to say, the cow. Was it raised in the USA or was it raised somewhere else? Now, let me ask you this question. If that steak wasn't raised in the United States, would you have bought it in the first place? Ranchers in the US believe that you do care, and that's why they're pushing for country of origin labeling on those packages of meat that you buy when you're at the grocery store. Bill Bullard is with the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, also known as RCAF, and says country of origin labeling needs to be reinstated in the newest NAFTA agreement.
Must have transparency in the marketplace. Cannot happen without country of origin labels.
Bullard also says in order to have free and open markets, we have to take away the loopholes that other countries are using to say that their cattle are from the United States, which means we also need to have a change in the rule of origin.
Second, we need to change the rule of origin that currently allows U.S.-based beef packers to import live animals from Canada or Mexico, unload them at the packing house gate after they are harvested to put a USA label on all of the meat from those animals.
Bullard says it's time to address the trade deficit the U.S. has experienced with the original NAFTA, which has grown to about $32 billion. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.